in this bulletin. Parts of regional New South Wales and South Australia into lockdown. Victorian residents in New South Wales and the ACT barred from entering the state for 2 weeks. And in sport, the Matildas prepare to kick off their Olympic campaign in Tokyo. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Parts of regional New South Wales are facing tougher coronavirus restrictions from today, including stay-at-home orders. The stricter health measures apply to the Orange City Council, Carbon Council and Blaney Shire, and to anyone who was there after the 17th of July. The government says the rules are being introduced because of the growing risk to the community of contracting coronavirus. It comes after a delivery driver with COVID-19 visited the Orange area and infected a man who works in Blaney. School staff and students in the regional areas facing lockdown are still able to attend classes under the restrictions. South Australia has entered its first full day of a week-long snap lockdown to limit the spread of further COVID-19 cases in the state. 5 infections have been recorded in South Australia's latest outbreak, triggering a swift response from the government to shut down. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Nicola Spurrier says officials have identified the people as having the Delta variant of coronavirus, raising concerns about community transmission.
If we have more and more people moving around, this will continue to spread, and we know from Victoria and New South Wales how quickly things get out of hand.
Victorians remain under stay-at-home orders after the state extended its lockdown rules for another 7 days. Some experts are questioning whether the length of this latest lockdown will be enough to quash the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. Victorian residents in New South Wales and the ACT are now no longer allowed to come home under a 2-week pause on issuing red zone permits. Only authorised workers and those who apply for and receive an exemption will be allowed to enter, along with border residents. Overseas, and Belgium has marked a day of mourning to remember the lives lost in devastating floods across Western Europe. About 195 people have died in the flooding, with crews continuing to search for survivors and clean up debris. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has made her second visit to the flood-affected region. She's promising swift financial help and a stronger political focus on curbing climate change.
And then we will do everything we can together with you so that the money comes quickly to people who often have nothing left but the clothes on their backs and so need the support.
United States billionaire Jeff Bezos has completed an 11-minute voyage to the edge of space on board his company's New Shepard launch vehicle. The Amazon founder blasted off from West Texas just days after fellow billionaire Richard Branson completed his space tourism mission. Mr. Bezos travelled on his Blue Origin 18-metre fully automated capsule, whereas Mr. Branson had a pair of pilots on board a plane. This is what Mr. Bezos told the crew while they were waiting to lift off.
I just said, guys, if you're willing, let me invite you. When we get up there, and after, you know, there's going to be all kinds of adrenaline, all kinds of excitement, all kind of novelty. But take a minute, take a few seconds to look out and calmly think about what we're doing. It's not only adventure; it is adventure and it is fun, but it's also important because what we're doing is the first step of something big.
To sport, and the Matildas are kicking off their Olympic campaign tonight with their first match against New Zealand at Tokyo Stadium. The Australian women's football team are hoping to win their first Olympic medal this year after they were knocked out in the quarterfinals at Rio in 2016. Player Claire Polkinghorne says the team is looking forward to the match.
As a whole group, we are very excited. We've done a lot of work leading up to this, and it's been a long time since we qualified back in March last year. So it's been a long time coming, and everyone's just really excited to get out there and finally play.
And now for a look at today's weather. Showers in Perth and 20 degrees, cloudy in Adelaide and 13, a shower or two in Melbourne, also 13, possible shower in Hobart and 13 degrees as well, mostly sunny in Canberra and 11, windy and partly cloudy in Wollongong and 16, Similar conditions in Sydney and 15, windy with a shower or two in Newcastle and 16 degrees, mostly sunny but windy in Brisbane and 17, partly cloudy in Cairns and 27, and sunny in Darwin and 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.